TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Why is my webcam on?
Oh, trying to show off them titties. There he is.
There
he was. He's gone.
Wait. No, that's still on. Hold on a second. I'm going to close out this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
So much for Noah.
Yep.
We barely knew him.
Yep.
And that's as how I preferred it.
All right, there we go.
He's back. Hey, I love Noah.
You're funny, Tim. You little stupid piece of shit.
Whoa.
I hope you die.
Golly.
And burn that Christmas fire.
Well, then I've got a while.
I mean, not as long as you may think.
No, probably exactly as long as I think.
No, I got a little surprise for you.
Christmas coming early this year?
Yeah.
Then I'm not dying in a Christmas fire.
Just like Jack Frost. Christmas came early this year.
That's not something he says, is it?
Yeah, when he's like raping that girl in the shower.
No, he says the Iceman cometh.
No, he's pretty sure he says Christmas came early this year.
How is he Christmas? He's a snowman.
You're thinking of James Bond in the one with Denise Richards where her name was Christmas Jones.
No, I am thinking of exactly what I'm thinking of.
You sure?
Yeah.
No, let me mansplain this to you.
Ah, looks like Christmas came early this year.
Huh, well.
I think you're full of shit.
Jack Frost
fake news.
Has killed Jill.
You're fake news.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, we talked about a lot of things. Look, I can't spoon feed this to you every week. When you hear this sound...
Looks like Christmas came a little early this year.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
TanCast, back again.
Oh my.
Oh you.
He's still alive, right?
Oh yeah.
Good.
At least at the time of this recording.
I mean, you could have died just now.
I was like, yep. We can't talk about old people, because in the between recording and editing, they could pass away.
Yep.
Talk about some young
power.
People.
I mean, young people could die, too. Tim, I don't know if you know how this works.
This is true. Hey, guys, you know what I'm really thankful for on this Easter Eve?
No.
The fact that Donald Trump is still alive and healthy.
you are not thankful for that.
You see what he's doing there, Noah?
I see what he's doing.
What?
I'm amazed that you can be the president so old. For some reason, I don't know why, just like 70 seems like you're on death's door to me. And I think that's just my own like internal bias or something.
I mean, 20 or so years ago, I thought people who were 40 were ancient.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's just I haven't gotten there yet. Now I'll get to my 70s. I'm like, oh, that's not so bad. I don't feel like I'm dying
yet.
You're
never getting to your 70s, Noah.
Yeah, I am.
Statistically, you're not.
Oh, I take care of myself.
You're gonna piss off.
I think
you're gonna piss off a cop. You're gonna reach for your wallet. Some shit. One of your flights of fancy is gonna have a stopover in Alabama or something, and you're gonna be like, oh shit.
Oh shit.
Interesting. So the Social Security Administration actually keeps an actuarial table, of what your life expectancy is by age. Like how many years you probably have left at any given time. So when you're born for a male,
you die little.
Your life expectancy is currently apparently 76.3 years. But if you live to 76, you're expected to have 10.5 years left. So it's like if you've made it that far, you're probably going to live longer. Like if you make it to 80, you'll probably make it to, or I guess you got a 50-50 chance of making it to 88. And if you make it to 90, it's 94. And if you make it to 100, it's 102. But man, oh man, does it drop off.
that's weird. Wait, who are we? Did we introduce ourselves?
I was going to say, not. That reminds me. I'm Tim, the TN Tancast.
I'm Andy, the AN Tancast.
I'm Noah, the NN Tancast.
All right, we did it. Now we've introduced ourselves, and we found out our life expectancy from the actuary of actuary of actuals.
Yep. I kind of want to take these and chart them, and like, you know, year by year, where are you expected to get to, and see like if there's a peak age, like a peak possibility.
You okay. Go ahead and do that, Andy.
But I do have bad news for the three of us. We have already passed the point where the average number of years remaining is equal to the average or the total number of years that we've not the average, the actual number of years we've lived. So at 39, you, on average, as a male, have 39 and a half years left. But at 40, you have 38.6. So somewhere around 39 and a half, that's apparently going over the hill for dudes.
Wait, am
all
I
right,
now
I'm on the downward
to...
slide.
It's all downhill from here. Huzzah.
Just a quick sprint till death.
Yep. Ladies have until 41 and a half in the U.S.
Ladies...
It's ladies'
take it
life.
Extra.
Yeah, I'm sure there are many reasons why ladies live longer. I think part of that reason is men do stupid things.
Yeah, but even when you get into the, like, you're past the I've done stupid things age, like at 80, women still have
do you feel
a
like that
year
ever
and
stops,
a half
so?
More. I mean, I hope not. But I feel like it will. My goal is to live to a ripe old age and then die doing something embarrassing.
I mean, I think maybe if I get old, I'll just start doing all the drugs. Just like, oh, why not? I mean, I've done this long. I'm on my way out. Let's just do this.
Smack, dope, H, coke, put it all in.
I want to do them all in one night.
That's a way to go.
Like, that dude had a legendary exit.
Oh, that reminds me of that picture of, like, that old man wearing a helmet and, like, a Speedo walking down the street and something's on fire, I think.
Looks like Christmas came a little early this year.
And it's like, the caption is usually like, you will never party as hard as this guy.
Wow.
Well, he's going to find that right now, everybody, and you can hear it in the sounds of Noah typing on TanCast.
That's right.
That is right.
Fuck you, Pinterest.
Yeah, fuck Pinterest.
I agree. And as long as we're fucking things, fuck you, LinkedIn. Any other websites you guys would like to say fuck you to?
Why LinkedIn?
Because every time I go there for just reasons, they're always like, hey, you know, you should add a picture. I don't want to add a picture. Why don't you want to add a picture? Other reasons. Can you just please tell us? And there's like a little text box. I'm like, I can't get to what I'm doing until I fill it out. So I just wrote, leave me the fuck alone. Submit.
Tim, your feedback is valuable and appreciated.
Guys, I think we should leave Tim Babb the fuck alone. Did you say send him more emails? No, I didn't. I didn't say that. Oh, God.
I never use LinkedIn, and it's always sending me, like, here's what your friends are up to, or here's people you're connected to. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Noah, come back. Noah, we miss you.
Yeah, they keep sending me stuff like, hey, somebody just added you. I'm like, great. Have they noticed I don't use it?
You know what I get a lot from them is somebody browsed your profile. And when I was thinking about finding another job, I was like, ooh, I wonder who. And now I'm like, ha ha ha, suckers, looking at my profile when I'm off the market.
Makes you feel good about yourself, Andy?
Yes. Should it not?
Well, see, I got those little victories, Andy.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I do have to grab those little victories. And I grab them and I hug them. I stuff them in my pants. I walk around and people are like, is that dude spotting a boner? I'm like, nope, that is a little victory.
Call it whatever you want, but keep it away from my kid.
Hey, listen to the seashell. That's your penis.
What?
I think that's how it goes.
It's a classic John Hoogasian joke.
Yeah. Good old Hoogasian.
John Hoogasian is a comedian here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
That used to go to the same open mic that Tim used to go to, and I've seen his act many a times.
Yes. He was one of those comedians who could actually write short jokes. Unlike Tim, who writes long jokes.
Segway.
Unlike Andy, who doesn't write things down and then takes way too long to explain them.
Well, that was pretty quick.
Ironically.
I think I had a dream, Andy, where we were recording the podcast, and I was pretending to be you, and then I was like, see, you know this is not a real thing, because Andy would have gone on a side tangent about the history of bacon. Or like, you know, I'm not really Andy. It was weird, man. I can't even remember it all. But for some reason, I was pretending to be you, and we were talking about something, and then someone mentioned bacon, and I just kept on the track of what I was talking about, as opposed to going to the history of bacon. So, apparently, Andy, that's what I think of you.
Well, dream you sure showed me. I prefer not to think that what actually happens in dreams is actually what we think about people. Because last night I had a dream where my wife and I were at a bank and a dude shows up and starts like laying out a mat, and like people are a little confused about what he's doing. And he had some sort of like plausible sounding reason that he was putting the mat down. And then he got out the little prayer cap. I don't know what the name of it is because I'm a white dude and I suck. But the Muslim prayer cap. And then like he got down on his hands and knees, and like I was sure my wife, I'm like, people are going to start freaking out, and this guy's just trying to make all the white people feel okay that it's time for him to, you know, do his daily prayer, and he just happens to be at the bank. And then the dude reached into the briefcase that he had brought with him and whipped out a gun and a bomb vest, and my wife and I started running. And then I woke up and I thought, was that dream racist?
I mean, I feel like there's like something's lingering there.
But I think it was just like the dream felt the need to fuck with me after I had already, like, in the dream, done the, you know, like, oh, look at all of these racist people who are going to freak out just as because this guy's got another different culture than him,
right.
than they do. But in the dream, he was very clearly of European descent, so he must have been a convert, or maybe it was a false flag thing. I don't know. I should go back and explore the politics of that dream. Or not. Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, I think you're safe to not.
don't think about it too hard.
Oh, and then we tried to call 911, and the motherfuckers put us on hold.
I mean, if you call from a cell phone, that will almost certainly happen.
Really?
Yeah, the landline 911 system and the cell phone 911 system is not set up the same. And this is dated information, but like the cell phone one was severely understaffed. I assume that's changed now that more people have moved off of landlines and onto cell phones. Maybe they're like, hey, maybe we should step
it
up.
Why couldn't they go to the same system?
That must be a local thing for the Bay Area.
Sure.
Or maybe it's because cell phones aren't tied to a physical location, so it's decentralized.
Yeah, like, you know how, like, you call 911 from a landline, they automatically, like, it pops up on your screen where you are?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, it goes through a different system, because, like, all cell phone tower calls came from the same, like, it's like it's coming from a cell phone network, and so instead of...
Ah, gotcha. Oof, so, like, they routed it to, like, a central area.
Yeah, I could be wrong, and my kids are flipping out. Give me a second.
Gotcha. Punch him in the face, Tim.
There's been a bunch of work done recently to do better location for 911, and there's a new thing that's like rolling out now. I don't know if every area has it yet, but it's I think it's Enhanced 911. I can't remember the name of the thing, but it's like now your phone sends a ping along with its call when you connect to a 911 system. That gives them like the exact location. So like your phone does a like a GPS lookup and starts sending like your GPS info.
Yeah, I feel like that was a new thing that's been added.
Yeah. But even a while ago that there was something that was enhancing it where like routing, you know, because like I was worried when I moved across the country with my San Jose cell phone that, you know, if I made a 911 call, it might go all the way back to San Jose. But I discovered pretty quickly out here, even when I was just calling like the non-emergency number, if there was like, you know, I was like reporting a wreck. Like a wreck had just happened next to me, so I was pretty sure I was the first one reporting it. And it went straight to like my county's 911 center.
Yes.
And that was years ago.
But you know what, Andy?
Chicken butt.
911's a joke.
Get up or get down. 911 is a joke in your town.
Exactly. Tim knows what's up.
Okay. But 911 never forget.
Wow.
911's
a joke. What's out Noah's window? Some car driving by real loud now.
You hear that?
They got me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always hear that.
Here, let's try this. Yeah.
Especially when I'm editing.
I turn my recording volume all the way down. You can hear me, right? Ooh, that might be a little too low. That line looks a little flat.
Okay, so that's gonna be super awesome for Tim when he's trying to get the levels into it.
The levelator should do its magic.
Okay,
I've never had it that low before.
That's what she said.
What does that mean, Tim?
You know what it means.
What does that mean?
Sex.
Does
balls
it mean sex?
Balls in holes.
Yeah.
Balls in holes.
You guys are weird. I'm scared of you.
You should be scared of me. Because sex.
She likes to fuck.
Yes. Yes, she does.
Wait, are we doing like a 10-year thing at some point?
I figured.
Yeah.
Okay. Not we're today. Coming. Is that what you meant?
But you're going to give us some notice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I figured I would actually start thinking about it a little earlier than normal. That's why I posted it on our Twitter.
Okay.
Jeff's response, I'm surprised you guys haven't given this up yet. Genuinely surprised.
Tim, I can't believe you are not into lobster and waffles.
That looks gross.
What? It looks delicious.
You misspelled gross.
Do you not like lobster at all?
I like lobster's okay. Just lobster and waffles doesn't seem like a good combination.
Chicken waffles
and
doesn't seem like a good combination.
Cheddar biscuit waffles sounds like an awful thing to put
that
on.
That sounds amazing to me.
No, I'm with Tim.
You guys
I don't
are
like
so
lobster.
Wrong about things. You think LA to Vegas is a good show, and you don't think cheddar waffles sounds delicious.
2-1,
Noah. I watched
Noah.
All 10 episodes in the time Andy said it. I was like, this is good shit. After the first episode, I'm like, how are they going to sustain that? That was a perfect little beginning, middle, end. I don't see how they're going to make this a whole series. And then, 10 episodes later, I was like, they did it. I'm on board. Add to DVR list.
Yay.
Now I'll be able to watch it and skip the commercials.
Yeah. That's the good shit. Man, it is exactly 2 months until the Taniversary.
Dun, 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 dun. Someone suggested a prepisode type thing. I was like, nope.
By then 40 episodes.
We could do like a high five where we each bring, that would be 15 clips from the show.
It would
I guess
be.
If we start thinking about it now, we can each come up with 5 moments from the show.
You think I remember that shit?
That's why you have 2 months, buddy.
I have no idea what episode shit's even on.
Just go back, find something, baby.
That sounds like work.
Why don't we have our listeners submit their top 5 favorite moments and we'll count those down?
Yeah, that allows us to be lazy. I like it.
Not only that, it allows the voice of the people.
Oh, yeah. And allows us to
However,
be lazy.
We're gonna overrule that and go with the Electoral College of whatever we decide.
Yeah.
And given control to you, the people. What a lovely voice.
Actually, we will be choosing who the winners are. Who are you? I am Russia. I did for my latest episode of The Christmas Show.
Looks like Christmas came a little early this year.
I did a recipe for Russian tea cakes, which is like a Christmas cookie. And so I had this Russian guy character giving the instructions on how to do it. And at the end, there's a voting thing I do on most episodes of The Christmas Show where you vote on which which version of a song is better. And he's like, "Ugh, did somebody say voting? Get out of here." Okay. I was like, I dropped a little topical commentary into my Christmas show.
You're a funny little man.
You are.
I wasn't going for that, but thank you.
No, you're a funny little man. You're a little man and you're funny.
All right. I'll take it.
You should. Take it. Put it in the bank. Put it in your pants. Tell people it's a little victory.
Get your shit. Put it together.
Back.
Put it in a backpack. Get your shit together.
So how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Good. Go ahead, Andy.
I was just going to say, I think pretty uneventful. So no, go.
I was going to say, there are two movies out I want to see that I have not seen yet. Isle of Dogs and Ready Player One, which I started listening to the audiobook today.
I would like to see Ready Player One. I was planning on going Thursday night, and then for some reason I got some weird fever stomach ache thing.
So
I went to bed at 8:10 like a grandpa.
Last week, I think on a Friday, I had like this weird kind of stomach feeling, like I wasn't sure if I was going to throw up. And then I got home and I got the chills and I got the aches, and that was fucking weird. And then I was fine the next day. But I'm like, this is unnerving.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like I was going to throw up. I guess it was like a sort of a nausea feeling, but it was mostly like I had a lot of gas that I couldn't get rid of.
Ah.
But it made it so I didn't eat lunch or dinner, so I dropped a pound in a day. Woohoo!
Nice.
And who celebrated with donuts and pizza the next day? This guy.
Yeah.
Oh, so
one step forward and 10 steps back.
Hey, I was going to have pizza anyway. That part was pre-written. At my work, the 2 days out of the week, they bring food. Like, they provide food for everybody. Like, they have togos or like Mexican food or Chinese food, blah, blah, blah. So on Wednesday, they had a burger bar, and I brought my own pre-cooked microwave bacon. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to add this to my burger. And I the people at work looked at me like I invented radium. Like, you're a genius!
I mean, you are a genius.
And then I still had some left in the fridge when it was pizza day yesterday. And I was like, oh. And then I just made some more bacon and topped it on the pizza. I was like, oh, shizzle. Bacon. I'm making the bacon.
Bacon, nice. Bacon, pancakes.
Don't be taking the bacon.
Bacon,
and don't be
pancakes.
Faking the bacon. Pepperoni pizza with bacon on it is delicious. Especially extra crispy bacon that you cook a slightly too long in the microwave.
Yes. Yes, I like the bacon to be nice and crunchy.
I shall return.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Let me poop, can't hold it in anymore. Let me poop, I should have closed the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the poop come out. Smell never bothered me anyway.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
Okay.
After these messages, Noah will be right back. No? All right.
Oh.
It was a bumper from ABC Saturday Morning Cartoons.
Yes, I remember it, but...
It's a claymation dog and a fire hydrant, and the fire hydrant licks the dog.
Yep.
Kids listening, Saturday Morning Cartoons were a thing back in the day, where the only time you could watch cartoons were Saturday mornings, because you didn't have DVRs, you didn't have YouTube, you didn't have On Demand... You didn't even have a Cartoon Network. You had Saturday Morning.
Yep.
They were dark times. And yet, we loved them.
We did. Like, we have nostalgia for it, even though it was objectively shittier than what we have now.
You know who else loved them? Toys R Us, because they would advertise during then. Now their shit's all spread out.
Yeah. Well, now their shit's all over the floor.
I feel like there is something I was going to say last week, and I forgot about it until I was doing something else. Like in the middle of last week, I'm like, oh, I gotta remember to talk about this on Tancast. And now that we're here, it's gone again. That's a little story called Who Gives a Shit?
Yep. I don't.
All right. You got any interesting stories from this past week?
You know, I don't think that I do.
Oh.
Anyways. Yeah, we thought Drew might have strep. That was a little bit interesting. Especially since I was supposed to be going and meeting new people that day. It's like, I've got a meeting with strangers, and I could be shaking hands with strep hand. Luckily, I got a text from the wife because I was still driving to where I needed to be when they did the quick swab in the doctor's office. She's like, looks like it's not strep. Now, they still had to do the other, like, longer one where they send it off to the lab and whatever. But there's been no hint of him, like, spiking a fever or whatever that would usually go along with strep. So, looks like we're safe.
Well, that's always good.
It is always good.
Although, strep throat is way easier to cure than random sore throat.
This is true. But...
Oh, man. It's so good. That first... Like, after the first few hours after those antibiotics, you're like, oh, I'm gonna swallow everything.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's like, dick, just anything. I don't care, man.
That's probably how gay dudes start.
Yeah, probably.
Or blowjobs in general. Like, whatever it is, get it in my throat so I can feel how good it feels.
Well, I have good news, because this is gonna feel good for both of us. I wonder what the circumstances... Because there has to have been a first blowjob. And I know it wasn't a human that did it. Because bonobos do that stuff, too. So... But... There has to have been a first blowjob. That's a weird thought.
And there has to have been somebody super happy about it.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's ever been like, oh, a blowjob. Oh, well... Because it's kind of like pizza. Even when it's bad. It's still pretty good.
Yeah. Singles?
Was it? I think so.
Reality Bites?
Could have been that.
One of those movies?
Could have also been Threesome.
Yeah. That one sounds more fun.
If you like Dude Butt, and I think it was Winona Ryder, Sandwich Between Two Guys. But, like, you know, seeing a lot more man ass than her.
Oh, then skip it.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it's an unattractive man ass. Broaden your horizons.
Yeah,
Tim.
But Winona Ryder, I'm already barely on board. Then you throw man ass in there, I'm like, oh, you know what? Too rich for my blood. I'm out. I fold.
You know, that may not have been. Yeah, no, it was not Winona Ryder.
Boy, this podcast descends into chaos without Noah around.
Yes, Laura Flynn Boyle. That's who it was.
Oh, gosh. I got out before I even had to throw in my Annie.
Okay.
I'm continuing the poker metaphor.
Yes.
Because they're gonna poker.
And Stephen Baldwin. So, you know, enjoy that.
The prodigal son has returned.
Nice.
And that's how a bill becomes a law. Welcome back, Noah.
How were the poops?
It was good. It was it was one that wasn't going to wait until the end of the show, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to take care of this now.
I got that feeling, because Noah's not usually like, oh, you know what, we're just going to put the show down while I take care of this brownout.
Oh, that means I'm going to go put, when I edit this, I'm going to put the Let Me Poop jingle in there when you excuse yourself.
Yes, you are.
The Let Me Poop jingle?
There was some chick who did a, like, little kid who did a parody of Let It Go where she was singing Let Me Poop.
Okay.
And I grabbed it. One time you had to poop in the middle of an episode before, so I put that in the show, and then I saved it, and subsequently a couple more times you've had to poop in the middle of the show, and I put it in there.
Noah is irregularly regular.
I mean, it's been probably 100 or so episodes in between those three times.
Over 10 years.
I did have a story from this week.
Hot damn!
And I'm glad Noah's back for it.
Kiss yourself.
Summer in the city, so, and he's gonna talk about something shitty.
Yep, this is related to the strep shake.
Stupid.
The strep shake?
Strep shake. So, same meeting that I was super worried about you know, spreading my son's bubons to, I looked down halfway through the meeting and realized that the slacks that I had on must have had like a loose thread in the crotchial area. because my zipper and my slacks were parting company. I was like, oh. So I sort of like grabbed my laptop and just set it on my lap and kind of continued the rest of the meeting and then, you know, made sure that however I was standing, I had like, you know, a coat or my computer bag or whatever just sort of in front of my crotch. And then on the way to work, I stopped in at a Macy's and bought some new pants. I'm like, this is a lot closer than home. I'm going to take care of this here. I needed new pants anyways, obviously. But I was almost... I guess I had, you know, I had boxers on, but you never want to trust boxers that have got the little dick flap in the front. And these ones did.
You know if your dick's not in the flap.
Yes, but it can be a surprisingly quick transition.
Do you wear, like, loose boxers?
These ones were. I typically don't.
Okay, because I would say I wear boxer briefs, and my dick does not slip out.
Yeah, well, these are boxer briefs, but they were probably an older pair, so they've, like, loosened up.
they've given up the ghost a little bit, gotten a little loose.
They were always, like, you know, loose-fitting. They weren't, like, you know, the tight hugging-your-thighs kind of thing. They were always kind of riding that fine line between being boxer briefs and full-on boxers. It's more of just, like, where the cut was around the ball, where your nutsack's not riding the seam like it is in normal boxers. Where it's, like, there's a seam on either side, but still, you know, fairly loose.
Yeah.
More than you ever want to know about balls.
Yep. They do not enjoy riding the seam. No, they do not.
They don't enjoy a lot of things. Balls are so weird. It's like, sometimes you can just lightly touch them, and your ball's like, oh, what the fuck did you just do to me? Yeah. You're like, calm down, balls. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and other times it's like, you know, like something smacking into them, if it's the right thing smacking into them. It's like, okay, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah. I'm kind of into that.
Yeah. But, balls are drama queens.
They can't even. I expected such a chuckle of you.
It was silly. What can I say? I can't think of a single other thing that was actually interesting that happened or nearly happened this week. I mean, it's Easter tomorrow. Yay. I've already got some candy hid around my office so that I can surprise the wife by actually providing some stuff.
Your office.
Oh, at home, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not the work office, yeah.
I was like, you're going into the office for Easter?
Yeah, I just, you know, got to get away from the family. We want candy and peace. That is how I celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We are hosting Easter tomorrow.
Ooh, hope that goes well.
So that's why I was glad Noah wanted to record early today, so we could get to cleaning the house.
Yeah.
Stocking up on shit.
Yeah.
Are you going to make a Christmas ham? I mean, Easter ham?
Someone else is providing the ham. We are providing the turkey.
Oh, I didn't know Easter turkey was a thing.
It's not necessarily, but not everybody likes ham.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't. Of the meats, I don't love ham. I like bacon, though.
I don't love it, but I like it when it's honey glazed.
It's got that honey glaze on it.
On occasions like Christmas and Easter when a ham is presented in such a way, I like it. And then usually the leftover chunks of it in sandwiches. But I will not buy just like deli meat ham for a sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like that, I'm not a fan of. I don't know. Like bacon, don't love just like some deli meat ham.
Used to, and then I switched to turkey, and I never looked back.
You're like, so long, sucker.
I enjoy mixing the two.
You're a monster.
Yeah, put some turkey and some ham. Tim, I'm about to blow your mind. And some bacon.
You always put bacon on there.
Oh yeah, this is true.
If there's any chance, if there's an opening for bacon, you slide it in there. Oh, I saw this thing. Somebody posted. It was like, In-N-Out is announcing this new California style with avocado and bacon. It's available starting this Sunday. And a couple people were posted it. I was like, guys, it's available this Sunday, April 1st. This is not happening. Not only that, this is not an official In-N-Out Facebook page that you're posting this from. It's from a guy named Alex.
You can totally believe Alex. He knows what's up.
You think he's got the inside track on In-N-Out?
Oh, totally.
I mean, his name wasn't Alex In-N-Out. Like, he wasn't, like, the founder.
He's got the inside track, Tim. Yeah, Alex, you know what's up, Alex, don't you? You know what's up.
He ain't got shit.
That is going to be weird tomorrow when it's Easter and April Fool's Day at the same time. Like, the internet's going to be a very odd place.
Yes. I'm just glad I won't be at work, so I don't have to endure any stupid work jokes. I'm like, who brought in donuts? Oh, it's vegetables. That's so clever, you guys. You put vegetables in a donut box. You know what's funny? I took a shit in the box. What do you think about that?
That's funny. Fools, that's
took funny. Shit in it. That's comedy. Hey, that's comedy right there. Hey, I wiped my dick across your keyboard. April Fools, stop doing things.
Did you say you walked your dick across their keyboard?
That's what I thought you said, too.
I said wiped, but I like yours better.
Like, taking, like, your balls and just, like, in your penis and just kind of, like, making a walk.
Like,
one finger on each side of the scrot so you can just, like, pull up on each side individually so the balls are, like, blop.
You guys put more thought into this than my misspeaking did.
Tim, listeners got to understand how to puppeteer the balls. I don't think we've had any special meal planned because, you know, the whole atheism thing, even though my son doesn't really know about it. But yeah, we will definitely be having a shitload of candy tomorrow. That'll be
fun. Are you going to do an egg hunt?
Fattening. Yes. Yes.
Is Easter becoming a secular holiday as well?
I'm trying. I mean, the very name of the thing is at least theorized to be a Germanic goddess, and all the shit with like the rabbits and the eggs and all of that's pretty pagan. That's fertility ritual shit. That does not have anything to do with anybody coming back to life.
I got a fertility ritual for you. Yeah.
Do you, Timbo? Do you?
I do.
Oh, okay, good. Just making sure.
It's called fucking.
The best.
The OG fertility ritual.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Except no substitutes.
Doctor, my wife is infertile. Have you tried fucking her? Genius! Doctor, my wife is still infertile. Have you tried having someone else fuck her?
Me.
I don't know how I feel. It's okay. This is medically necessary.
It's all right. I've got an MD. Mighty dick. Danelle walked in the room just in time for that and said,
"Ugh." I heard that. this is what I married? Jesus Christ.
Tell her it's okay. You're going back to college for your PhD. Pretty hard dick. Do it.
I can't. She literally already walked out.
Oh,
I thought she was just playing it up for a joke, like she was going to come back in here and finish doing whatever she was doing, but she closed the door and left.
No. And she left the house. She's never coming back to him.
I can hear the kids go, "Mommy, where are you going? Mommy, why? Mommy?"
What? I randomly thought of, what is that thing where, I think it's Samuel Jackson, says when you have to kill every motherfucker in the room, except no substitutes.
When you absolutely
from,
positively.
Jackie Brown?
Yep.
Is it?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. They're watching some video of
yes!
women shooting guns.
Yes. 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 Thank you.
No problem. I'm so excited for Avengers. I can't express it.
When's it come out?
April 27th.
7th?
But
fourth?
Technically the 26th.
Okay. And I assume you'll be seeing on the 26th.
Oh, yeah. Jeff already bought tickets.
Okay. You and Jeff, you guys are little movie butt buddies.
Sure. I'll take that.
Not really. You guys are just friends who like to go see movies together.
and also occasionally for taking some, consensual, amicable anal.
That too. Yeah, I don't have my ticket yet. Oh, wait, so you're paying price? You're paying full price for it.
Well, technically, Jeff bought the tickets, so Jeff's paying full price.
Hey, I'm not paying that motherfucker back.
I ain't paying him back shit.
I'll probably see
it. My presence is payback enough.
I'll probably see it that week. Like, I feel like even with a popping movie, if you go early, like, on a weekend, usually you can grab a seat.
I agree.
So that's what I'll do. I will use my movie pass and probably go see it that weekend.
I assume I will go see it again with Danelle, so then I'll use my movie pass for that one.
Is it ever hard for you, or does she usually wait till it's like not a big movie anymore?
We usually go during a weeknight.
Okay.
The week after, so like a Wednesday or Thursday night.
And oh.
Usually.
You guys probably don't have assigned seating though, do you?
We do now.
Okay.
We don't buy our tickets till we get there, like we don't buy them online ahead of time.
Right.
Okay. Nobody buys their tickets till they get there, Tim. That movies work.
You're an idiot, Tim.
Buy their tickets in advance.
Why are you still even breathing? Just stop.
Now I understand why your wife left.
Oh.
I'm going to leave you too.
Oh, no.
I know nothing about that movie. I mean, I don't know nothing about that movie. I've not seen any trailers for that movie.
Oh, that'll be awesome for you. I've seen trailers and watched them too many times. Then I stumbled upon somebody breaking it down picture by picture of what they think is going to happen. I'm like, what? I don't want to see that.
Then don't watch it.
But it was already in front of my eyes. It was too late.
It's not too late, Tim.
No, I mean, I didn't click through it. I was just scrolling through my Facebook feed. I'm like, what is it? Ah, oh, too late. So I've already got their theory of how the movie's going to play out.
And it...
Hope that...
It is a two-parter. Or no. The next movie is not called Part 2 anymore. It's called something else. Right?
Right.
And they're not going to tell us.
Because whatever it is a spoiler.
Right. Oh, for this, yeah, we went over this. I was like, wait, the name of the movie is a spoiler for the movie you're going to see? Like, what? How's that going to work?
It's called Avengers 4, They're All Gay Now. Well, that's an unexpected twist. And now I'm buying two tickets.
So we got to find... I guess we won't find out a while. Because not like they're going to release the movie and then tell everybody. Because then like people are like, hey, I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, I didn't get around to it yet. I mean, they have to do it fairly soon, I would imagine. I wonder if they'll do it with like around the time that Ant-Man and the Wasp comes out.
When's
the end of the summer.
When's that one come out?
I think that's towards the end of the summer.
I suspect they're not going to announce the actual name of the thing until they're ready to drop its first teaser.
However, I believe Ant-Man and Wasp takes place before this movie. And so does something else that I think comes out in between them.
Captain Marvel, I think, is the next one that comes out.
Yeah, that one takes place in the 90s.
Explain why certain people that I know are back, but I'm not going to say who it is.
Batman?
No, I just didn't want to spoil anything for Noah.
I mean, it's kind of a spoiler that someone's back.
Yes, but you don't know.
Right.
Could be anybody.
Yep.
Like Batman.
Yeah, it's Ant-Man and Wasp, then Captain Marvel, then the untitled Avengers film.
Oh, it's titled. We just don't get to know what it is.
That is probably true.
July 6th. That's when Ant-Man and Wasp is coming out.
Oh, man, to be in a Marvel Cinematic Universe, I still have not finished Jessica Jones.
Ah, it was good. I mean, it wasn't nearly as fulfilling as... It wasn't nearly as good as season one, but it was still a good piece of drama.
Say that drama for your mama.
Funny you should say that.
Is your mom there?
No, wait. Andy, how much have you seen?
Oh, enough.
You're not going to watch it, are you, Noah?
Probably not. I mean, I haven't watched the first season yet.
Well, then I will say in the most general terms, there is a mama involved.
Oh, yeah. Jessica Jones is knocked the fuck up.
That's right. I don't want to see A Quiet Place, but I want to know how it ends. So,
why don't you want to see it?
Because I don't want to sit through all that shit.
Oh, does it scare you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a tip of the skin.
But I want to know what invaded, how they finally get rid of him.
I feel like the newest trailer I saw showed a little bit too much. Like, I liked it. Andy, have you seen the newest trailer?
I don't know. I saw a trailer where there's like an old guy.
Okay, do you see any of the thing that might be going after them?
Like, there's a brief flash, but I was watching it on my phone, so
yes.
I didn't see, really.
Yes. The first trailer showed nothing of that, and I like that better. I'm like, I don't want to know what they look like. Like, I'm happy to go in not know anything about them. I like to just cause, like, there's something out there. We don't know what it is. Like, it could be human. It could be creature. Like,
could be like the apes have just gotten, like, sick of our shit. And this is
be humans in wacky costumes.
Could be.
Could be. Like The Purge.
Like The Purge.
Yeah.
Did you hear they're making a TV show out of The Purge?
No.
That sounds dumb as shit.
It's weird.
Unless like every episode takes place on a on the following year when The Purge Day is happening, or if they do it 24 style, I guess that could work.
Yeah.
I doubt they're doing anything that creative though. I feel like you're just gonna be like, hey, here's some days where it's not The Purge in The Purge universe.
I feel like they could easily
I really want to commit a crime, but I'm not gonna. Drama.
I feel like they can easily stretch it out.
Easily, not qualitatively. Like my use of that word.
This is good, Tim.
Does no one need to wrap it up soon?
Yes.
All right. Well, why don't you say something?
I was going to.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
If it wasn't for me being your white knight, you'd be screwed.
No, I think I'd be all right, Tim.
All right. Say what you
want. I don't know what you should not trust this week. Oh, someone else go.
Oh, not today.
This week I hate it when we can't get any of our catchphrases out. And I blame Donald J. Trump, who I'm very happy is in such great health and enjoying golfing today, where nothing bad has ever happened to 70-something men.
Never trust things that do things.
Woo! You nailed it. Not today, a quiet place. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, never trust a trailer not to spoil something key about the movie.
No, you shouldn't. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. We did it. We achieved maximum Tancast.
We're at like 80%, and now we achieved 100%-ness.
Yes. This is peak Tancast. It's all downhill for the next decade.